Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever might have to be on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And as always, in the studio, it's Ian and Mark. But joining us on the third microphone here tonight, special guest host, sometime co-host, maybe more often co-host in the very near future.
She certainly got a lot of press
this
week.
She is going to be in high demand. I imagine that our listeners who have already heard Meg on this show have enjoyed her appearances. But Meg McLean is with us tonight. Meg, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me on tonight.
And certainly welcome back to New Hampshire after a difficult week down in Florida, a week that you didn't expect to spend in Florida. You would travel down there to meet up with the guys from Liberty on Tour at libertyontour.com. And, of course, our Saturday listeners are familiar with Pete and Adam. We've had them on the show a couple times, at least a few times, on the Saturday program. And so they were down there wrapping up the Liberty on Tour. They'd gone across the country from starting here in New Hampshire all the way west to California and then all the way east through the south down to Miami. You met them down there. Had a great week with Adam and Pete and got involved in some activism down that way, I imagine. And then you thought you were going to go home on Monday from the Fort Lauderdale airport.
Yep, and that didn't end up working out so well.
The bureaucrats had different ideas, apparently, after you dared to ask questions. I know that our weekday listeners have heard this to death, I'm sure, at this point, but I know that our Saturday listenership is an entirely different audience, so I want to just kind of have you recap, maybe briefly, what was it that transpired in case you were not paying attention to the internet this week, Meg being the, I think, number two most viewed YouTube video, the number six most Googled phrase, at least at one point this week, the number two, I think, hottest topic on the internet, according to Alexa. So if you happen to miss that little publicity explosion, then you don't know what went on in Fort Lauderdale Airport as you were selected for a special body scan.
Yeah, I was, asked to go over to the body scanning machine, and because I'm, uncomfortable with somebody seeing my naked body, especially some stranger that I don't know, I opted out, and that's when they all decided to start screaming, opt out, and pull me over to this special secondary screening where I was supposedly going to have the secondary screening enhanced pat-down, which these enhanced pat-down procedures where they use full open palm and their fingers to
now
search.
Now with more groping.
Yeah, to search every crevice of your body. They call it resistance, but resistance being your genitals, basically.
And you can't find online a complete explanation of exactly what it is they do. They just won't say. Sometimes
you just have
it's
to
back
experience
of the hands, sometimes it's front of the hands. I think they just do different stuff.
Well, supposedly these enhanced pat downs are a new program that just started about 2 weeks ago, and they can't give all the information about their security, I guess, for security reasons.
Right.
Of course,
whether you get groped with the front of the hand or the back of the hand is very important to all the terrorists.
Yes. And so before, I was just going to allow them to, feel me up, I had a few questions for them. And because these were questions that they weren't used to, it wasn't like, what's this procedure or anything like that. It was more, where are your moral standings on this procedure? And do you feel that this is crossing line? And,
How far would you go?
Yeah. And I asked them, what's your line in the sand? Will you ever receive an order that you think is going too far? And nobody could give me that.
These are Nuremberg kind of questions. I mean, the questions for people that, where does it all end? Is there too young of a child to take a naked picture of. The TSA has told lies about, these pictures won't be kept in our database. Well, that's not true. We know. I mean, they've gotten out of the internet. How is it that these pictures that aren't kept on the kept in the database are getting out on the internet?
Yeah, and so they didn't like my questions, and it went from, a TSA officer to she got her manager or supervisor or whatever, came over, she started talking to me, she didn't like my questions either.
They're not used to this.
Yeah.
The government, first of all, you're probably one of the only people that's ever bothered to ask any questions, like especially the type you were asking. And government bureaucrats aren't used to the sheep, if you will, just daring to buck a trend or to not go along with the flow, if you will, of all the other people that are just going along to get along.
Right, that's what you're supposed to do when it comes to the government. You're just supposed to put your head down, do what it takes to get through. And I understand that's what I do when I'm in the airport. I just need to get through. I need to get to my flight. I've never been 3 hours or early to an airport. Mm-hmm. I don't have the kind of time it takes to screw with these people. I've got to get through there. You know, feel what you've got to feel, Buster. I don't care. Let's roll.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, generally.
And I went in there completely intending to, you know, not make this a whole activist thing. I wasn't there to make a big scene. I was there to catch a plane and go home. And it wasn't, you know, I was doing this to bring attention to myself. I just seriously, the thing made me uncomfortable, and so I wanted to ask some questions beforehand.
Sure. You ended up being handcuffed at one point. You had tried to grab your camera to document what was going on.
Well, when the police started arriving, that's, you know, I was all by myself, and since a camera is the first line of defense for any activist, I reached for my camera, and, you know, they just started screaming, "Don't touch your bags," and it was at that point that they, you know, restrained me in that chair and told me, you know, don't do anything. They took off my bags to somewhere else, and I'm yelling, "I don't consent to searches," and they're just pulling everything out, and they got my ID and started passing that around and doing background checks, and the guy's like, "Well, we don't know who you are," and it's like, "I don't know who you are either," and he said, "Well, you know, you have that right
to look up." I've got a badge. Somebody gave me a little stitch-on badge for my blue shirt.
No, I think they've got real badges now.
Oh, they've got real
they
badges?
They have real metal badges.
Yeah. Soon jackboots.
And they're starting to get, like, you know, patches of commemoration and awards and stuff like that.
Really?
And it's just becoming more and more military. It's so sad.
Well,
but
so they handcuffed you. They ended up, you know, releasing you, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then they took you out of the airport at a certain point because they tore up your ticket as well.
Yeah, it reached a point where it was pretty clear that I wasn't going to make the flight because I was, you know, held there for so long and my flight was already way past boarding. So it was probably on the runway at that point, and so they tore up my ticket and walked me out of the airport, and they just sort of decided that because I was asking questions, I was saying no, which at no point did I ever refuse the second pat-down screening,
they
whatever
it was.
They
just refused to answer your questions.
Yeah, they just refused to answer my questions, and I wasn't going to go along with it until at least one of those got answered.
And they've got no obligation to answer your questions. It doesn't matter to them whether they satisfy you as a customer or not.
Right.
Everybody says either way.
Everybody says that the government, you know, employees work for us, and it's just not true. Show me some evidence of this. Like, I know that your money that you pay in taxes goes to fund them, but, you know, a crime victim's money goes to fund a criminal.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean that the crime victim is the criminal's boss. Try acting like these people's boss.
Or even if, you know, if you get held up on the street by some common criminal, you're not his boss with the money that he takes from you, and no one would ever think that they are. It's just the government has indoctrinated people so efficiently to believe that this is how it is, that there are servants. And
the term public servant.
Right. Well, what an effective criminal organization, right? Like, they are so successful at blinding people into believing this story. It's almost a Stockholm syndrome to some extent. And even if you've got Stockholm syndrome, you know, the person who's holding you captive in the terrorist situation isn't really there for you. They're not there to help you out, even if you fall in love with them or you've somehow, you know, come to appreciate them or their plight or whatever you perceive of as their plight.
The plight of the workers.
Yeah, you're still not in charge of them. So 800-259-9231. So they kick you out of the airport, you're stuck down in Florida, and then unexpectedly this all explodes into this wave of publicity thanks to somebody for posting the WeWon'tFly.com video over at Drudge Report. George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com posted an interview you did on our show about this incident. And it was a 15-minute interview, much, you know, like what we've just been doing here. And it just exploded as a result of getting on the Drudge Report. You ended up getting national media. You were on Good Day with Doug Steffen, which is a huge syndicated radio talk show.
I've heard mentions of it on CNN and all the major cable news networks.
It's certainly made quite the splash. And now you're here with us. You've always been involved with Free Talk Live for a long time that I can think of. And so we're glad to have you here. and you're going to be here for the whole show tonight. So we're going to talk about whatever you want, of course, as we always do. If you've got a question for Meg, she's here. You know, she can field that. Also, you're going to share with us some of the emails that you were sent.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a chance to get to some of those, because as you might imagine, there were some very angry people, including TSA agents, that found Meg's email and shot her off what they thought.
And a lot of people that were, commiserating.
That's right. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the TSA or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring a have what you want, just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got archives there, a whole bunch of them, as a matter of fact, going all the way back to late 2006. In fact, there are new features that have been attached to the archives section. You can take a look at that. It'll allow you to discuss an archive or wiki about an archive or just download it. Go to FreeTalkLive.com and enjoy the archives there, which are, by the way, brought to you by HostGator.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold all the time. I mean, you can't listen to talk radio at all without hearing about gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. I mean, it's gold and silver have been shooting up over the last couple of weeks. Well, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. What I found when I was buying gold and silver early on is that I didn't know what the heck I was doing, and people were offering all kinds of different things. What I've done is I've picked some pieces for beginners, people that just want to get in their hands some gold and silver. I recommend silver right now, personally. I think that when you compare silver to gold right now, silver's got a lot farther way to go as far as going up. But go check out gold.freetalklive.com and see what we've got there. Compare the prices to the other places. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking about the TSA quite a bit over the last week. It's been a major topic of a national conversation, with the Drudge Report really kind of putting out a bunch. It really has been the headline over there for several days. And Meg, who's with us here tonight, has been one of those headlines and has had an incredibly hectic week. Finally made it back here to New Hampshire late last night after waltzing right through the security at the Tallahassee Airport.
Oh, yeah. Tallahassee was wonderful. Like, we got there, and Adam from the Liberty on Tour guys, he went in there with me, got my ticket, and then we went up to the TSA offices and talked to the manager there. And he,
oh, really?
Yeah, he just said, you know, this is Meg. She's kind of had a row with the TSA, and we just wanted to make sure that we could, you know, get her through without any problems. And the guy said, well, first off, we don't even have the scanners here, and, you know, you're not required to do a pat-down unless the buzzer goes off when you go through the metal detector.
Right.
And so I didn't worry about that. I don't have any metal plates or anything in me. I don't wear a lot of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down there, you know, do the shoe thing. I didn't even take my liquids out of my bag. I just set it on the thing, walk through, and at the end there was a nice little old man smiling at me, greeting me, and picked up my stuff and walked off. And
that's,
I was like,
great.
Wow, this is it. This is all it takes. And, you know, such a stark difference from my first attempt. And I was floored at how easy that was.
Well, that's the perception of it all, but if you'll remember what it was like prior to 9/11, prior to 9/11, whatever scanners we had to go through, whatever security, mild security screening, managed to stop all the bombs that were going to blow up airplanes and the airplanes that were flown into buildings up until that point. So, you know, and by the way, I don't think you can hijack a plane with a box cutter anymore, anywhere in the world, especially not in the United States of America. Nobody's going to put up with it.
Sure. Well, and one of the things you touched on, Meg, in some of your interviews was the marketplace providing security. A lot of the folks you were talking to, or at least one of the people you were talking to that I heard, these talk show hosts, came at you from this perspective of, well, Meg, if we're not supposed to be scanning people and patting them down, then how are we going to stop the terrorists? And you rightfully pointed out that it's the marketplace that should be handling security, so we can have competition in security and therefore innovation and different ways to do things.
Like, I have no idea the best way. You know, security isn't my forte. I haven't studied security. But if you put it out there, people who have can come up with ideas, and it can be tested, and whatever is the best option can come out of that.
Better, yeah. The option that people want the most will come out of it, too.
Yeah.
You know, some people may want less security.
That was going to be my point, is that we don't know what the marketplace will provide as far as security. Maybe some airline company will decide it's actually a better idea to allow certain weapons on board.
Yeah. Well, how about subsonic rounds or rubber bullets?
I mean,
try to hijack the plane with every other person, you know, every third person armed with a gun with rubber bullets.
Exactly right.
Good luck with that.
So you're certainly welcome to give us your thoughts on your experience with the TSA. Questions for Meg. She's here all night tonight, 800-259-9231, or bring up anything. Let's go to the phones and the fun, and if we get a chance, we'll get to some of the emails that Meg has been sent here. She's been swamped with emails, and that's probably one of the more difficult parts of dealing with this, is the publicity explosion. Let's continue here. Craig is on the line to start things out tonight on the Free Talk Live Saturday edition. Hello, Craig.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, you're in Austin. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I'm in Boston. Yeah, so I know you guys read my email earlier, but I emailed about the police kicking in my neighbor's door and shattering the frame. So I wanted to just talk about that briefly for the viewers, but discuss with you guys the plan I've come up with as to what the really only reasonable way is for college students to counter this kind of behavior.
You had sent an email, just to give our listeners a clue here, that you'd sent an email in. It's basically you came home from a night out. You found the police had surrounded your duplex. You were trying to get home. You walked up the stoop or whatever, and the cops approached you and were very intimidating. And basically, they busted into your neighbor's house and caused some problems. Did they make arrests, or what happened?
Yes, here's what happened. Yeah, so I came home and was on the porch taking pictures of things. Of course, the cops come up trying to scare me and, you know, were you a part of this party? No, no, I just got home. I live here. You live in that apartment? No, sir, I live in this one. And, of course, the whole time they're talking to me, I'm just saying text on my phone, ignoring them. But then they're like, was your apartment part of this shindig? And I said, no, officer, it wasn't. But, yeah, so I could hear them as I'm on the porch. I could hear them in my neighbor's apartment threatening to, like, arrest people because they found drugs in the apartment. And they're, of course, reminding them that as pharmacy students, they could ruin their careers, yada, yada, yada. And then, sure enough, you know, after all the trauma of the noise and the horrors of underage drinking and drugs, they left without even citing so much as a single person.
Sounds to me like somebody got really, really lucky to me. I mean, you know, these...
that's what they try to make you feel like, right? They go in the apartment, and they try and scare everyone and talk this big game, so they think, got off lucky, when really... The cops kicked in their door and shattered the door frame without probable cause, and that's the key here, is that everyone was inside the apartment, all the windows were shut, and they wouldn't open the door because the cops were banging and kicking on the door so violently that they felt like if they opened it, the cops were going to kick it open.
And the police were there, just a point of clarification, the police were there because someone made a noise complaint?
Yeah, a noise complaint. Allegedly, that's what the cop claims.
That's so crazy. I'd imagine that by the time the police showed up, when they realized the police were out front, they likely turned the noise down. So normally it's a really good idea to not answer the door for the police. In this case, you're saying they didn't answer the door, and as a result, the cops just went ahead and busted their way on in.
Well, yeah, and in Boston, that's what happens because the college students, are not well-liked by the normal residents of the city because the, police beat up on them a lot. And, basically what happens is, the cops, if they knock on the door, call me, people will open the door and say, okay, officers, I apologize, we'll send everyone home and be quiet and close the door. But it's this endless cycle where the cops knock on the door so violently that if you so much as crack it open, they immediately kick it in
they
and charge
it in
your apartment.
Come in.
So that
right.
people don't. Yeah, some people don't open the door, and then when they kick it in and, destroy the door frame, that's probably going to be hundreds of dollars worth of...
I wonder if the reason why they didn't arrest anybody for anything was because, like you said, they didn't have any reason to be coming in like that, and it could be possibly challenged.
Probable cause is something for people wealthy enough to take it to court, and, college students aren't likely to be those people.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. It's not an uncommon one where the police are harassing people that haven't harmed anybody else, and they're using way too much force.
Making a loud party in the middle of the night could harm someone.
You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free. It is the live Saturday edition, and the toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. The number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about your experience with the TSA, your thoughts on whether or not you think that the invasiveness has crossed a line of what they're doing to people with this body scanning technology that they're beginning to implement in as many airports as possible, the goal of implementing them in all of the airports in the United States, or the new, more invasive, more groping hand pat-down, using now the front of their hands instead of the backs, and with full grabbage on your private parts. It's also going on. And what's interesting is I've actually talked.
You gotta have the boob twist too, because you know they could be made of C4.
Your boobs, you mean?
Yeah, mine. Yeah.
We'll come back to that here in a moment. Also, your calls as well. But first, Mark, what if you're on medication?
If you are on medication, you're getting your meds at a local pharmacy. You're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. You can go to discount prescription services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Check out the page there. You can become a member by clicking on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I have gone through this process. I'm not steering you wrong on this one. It's meds.freetalklive.com. And it doesn't matter what kind of prescription you're on, whether it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Amplify, Boniva, Cialis, Viagra. They'll help you with all of it. These people are experts, and they'll help you. Meds.freetalklive.com.
I was talking with a friend recently, just kind of quickly on the TSA topic. I was talking with a friend last night about her discussions with some people she knows regarding the TSA and what they're doing. And I guess she was talking with her roommate and her cousin on two separate occasions, and both of them had no idea this was going on. They were completely in the dark about what the TSA was doing. In fact, when they were informed about the new body scanners and the X-rays that they're putting into people's bodies and the new invasive pat-downs, they were shocked.
Lots of health concerns over it.
They were shocked that this was going on, that they couldn't believe that this was going on. I mean, it just reminded me, it was a helpful reminder for me to remember that not everybody is plugged in. People don't. How many people are walking into the airports and have no idea what it is they're doing? They don't know what machine they're walking through.
Right.
They don't.
If you're walking through the metal detector now, really, I remember going into this other machine that I have no idea what it was, but it blew these bits of air on me.
Yeah, the puffer machine.
And I have no idea what that thing did to
testing
me.
For bombs, I think.
I think it was sniffing for, the gunpowder or something.
That's
like
right.
That. And I don't do a lot of shooting. Not my thing. But, that could have been anything. It could have been anything. And
yep.
some people are more, they're just, their bodies are hyper-reactive to different kinds of stuff. And if you have some kind of health concern over this, really, I mean, their own the government doesn't take care of its own soldiers that have Gulf War syndrome and have experienced depleted uranium and stuff like that. You think they're going to deal with you?
They're going to look out for you? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure they will.
They're going to help you out.
Yeah, and this was an issue that I saw right away when I got there, because every time you see a photo of one of these things online when, it's in a news article or something, there's always a picture of the body scanner with a picture of a sign that has, an example of what it does, an explanation. That is not at the airport. I have not seen those signs at any airport. So people are walking into these things, and it's hard for me to realize this because I've been so into it, but a lot of them don't know what's happening to them when they step in that machine.
They're just doing what they're told.
Yeah, and so many of the emails that I received were people who were like, I didn't know what was going on, and when I was told afterwards, I was so embarrassed. And my heart broke for them, because it's like they had no idea they were having naked photos taken of them that somebody was looking at in a different room. And they went through it, completely trusting these people. And these people have now seen them nude.
So many people, they're not plugged in at all. They don't know what's going on. And it's important to remember that. I mean, we can get lost in our little world here of being kind of at least semi-connected. I don't even consider myself that plugged in, but at least we kind of have some idea of what the government is doing out there. But there is a large segment of Americans that just, they've got their head in the sand. And I don't blame them. It's pretty depressing, reading about and learning about what the government is doing and how they're getting more oppressive and more invasive and more expensive and just ruling over people's lives ever more, creating more rules and regulations and taxes for us to all follow. It makes a lot of sense to just stick your head in the sand and just focus on the things that are important in your life, right? I mean, to focus on work and focus on getting the bills paid and taking care of the kids and all the other things you need to focus on. But then, unfortunately, when you do that, the only downside is you end up getting blindsided by the police state when it all of a sudden just comes crashing in on you.
Go
ahead, Meg.
You're awful, Mark. Let the lady talk.
I was just going to say, no, just go ahead, Mark. Now I've lost my train of thought, and you've just ruined the day.
Well, no surprise there. So what I was thinking about is, what is it possibly like for a person who's been sexually abused to, say that they don't want to go through this new X-ray scanner? The old magnet scanners, they really didn't, cause health concerns for the vast majority of people. But, sorry, X-rays are radiation. I mean, doctors wear lead vests when they do this stuff. If you're a frequent traveler, then it's not going to be particularly good for you.
No.
And the government's not going to do anything if it harms your health. What's it like if you're a frequent traveler and you've had sexual, you know, molestation issues? What's it going to be, this pat down going to be like when they do full on contact with your genitals? They grab the your breast to twist them to
see. Well, considering we read an email from somebody who had actually been through that or a blog post, it's pretty traumatizing.
Yeah.
It's pretty traumatizing. Let's go to your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, it really is sad that we're in this situation due to the fact that there was state-sponsored terrorism on 9/11, and last Christmas with the underwear bomber, after the narrative was deconstructed, we realized that he got on with the help of either the CIA or the ISI or Mossad without a passport, and people on the plane from other countries were videotaping the whole thing, and it was a great way so that the former head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, and his company could make billions of dollars on these full-body scanners. Just egregious, and I wanted to just say about an experience I had traveling from Europe to the United States after 9/11.
Okay.
It was in November of 2001, and I had got my plane in Paris, and I had taken probably about 50 rolls of film, and came back, went through the security at the airport in Paris, and they were saying that, oh, they wanted to run my camera through the X-ray machine. And I said, no, I don't want it because
there goes your film.
Well, not just the film, but I had film in lead bags. And they took the film out, and they were going to run it through the machine. They actually did it for half the batch. And luckily, the other half of the batch, I had a lead bag. So it went through. And finally, when I came to the States to disembark, at the airport, the customs officials and I guess the TSA people came and said, you have to give up all of your food, all of your perfume, all of the gifts that people were bringing before Thanksgiving. In fact, I had a $200 Tipo Milano salami that's really outstanding. All
it must be.
So that it could go through customs.
But the TSA, I'm sure, would have much rather eaten it than you.
No, what happened was they did that, but when I came in with my bags of film, they wanted to take the film from me because they weren't allowing film coming into the country. And I said, now, wait a minute. I have every right to my film. I was just through the most rigorous examination in Paris. Here I'm in the States. So I said, here, don't touch anything. Call the senator. And I had the senator's card for my state. And I said, you contact Senator so-and-so and have him call me immediately.
So what happened?
So 90 minutes I waited. I held on to my film. And then after 90 minutes, they came out the little Q-tip and the chemical solution to go on my undeveloped film cartridges and my camera and the lead bag. And literally, it was amazing, but it was the first time they had anyone stand up for the rights.
So ludicrous. And they're not used to dealing with that. Frank, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the story at 800-259-9231. If only more people were able to stand up for their rights, were able to speak out against this, were able to say no. 1-800-259-9231. Well, they are going to with the opt-out day coming up here on the 24th. We'll tell you about that coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heard
hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey Protein Powder. One World Whey Protein Powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of these very airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to take the weekends off, we continue to bring you live content at freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can get interactive over on the BBS with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this show, you can do that by going to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. Whatever it is that you're looking to buy, Amazon likely sells it. They've got everything from professional products to office products to baby stuff. I mean, you name it, camping supplies. Amazon probably sells what you're looking for and probably beats the price of a local retailer. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the proceeds from your sale. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you are or know somebody who's a graduate student, a recent graduate, or an undergraduate, there's some internship programs you probably should know about. Whether you're interested in internships in federal or state policy, print, broadcast, new media, investigative journalism, go to libertarianinternships.com. They offer a stipend. It includes housing assistance. There's mentoring. Everything you could want from an internship program, they offer it for you there. It's libertarianinternships.com. You know, with the employment market, the way it's going to be this spring, summer, and fall, yeah, you know, this is probably a good way to get yourself a job all set up. It's libertarianinternships.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls. Of course, you can bring up whatever you
you want. TSA, also a topic tonight. Meg is here with us. She made a big splash this week on the internet as a result of the TSA harassing her over her just asking some questions. We can go to your phone calls, though. You can bring up anything. Let's talk first to, I believe, Ben is listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Earlier in the week, I was on the Free King website, and I started a discussion about how anarchy fits into the libertarian realm. And I guess at the time, I didn't really frame what I was talking about particularly well. And it was early in the morning, and I perhaps I made some analogies that didn't really make sense. But what I wanted to really discuss was how anarchy is really, well, in my mind, sort of a misdirection by the state to further control us. Like,
okay.
I know something we're going to really object to that because there are various kinds of self-proclaimed anarchists in the libertarian movement. I think I would even define myself as an anarcho-capitalist. But
I'm sorry. I think that, firstly, I think that's a horrible term. And that's as somebody who used to use it for myself.
Yeah, I mean, to a lot of people, when you say anarcho and anarchist and capitalist together, I mean, you might as well be saying baby raping vampire.
Right. Like, I don't agree with the term, and I think something else should be made for, like, voluntarists has been thrown around. But I'd like to overview why I think the way it is, so I don't sort of sound coming out of left field with no real based on what I'm saying, and
okay.
Maybe input your own thoughts on it. I think that in the state uses education and the media to sort of frame their current existence. And I know, like, when you grow up in school, they say, well, a long time ago there were kings and queens, and then the people overthrew them, and maybe they wound up with a republic or a democracy or an oligarchy or some other form of government. But eventually, once upon a time, we all became enlightened, and now we have a democracy where everyone is protected, then liberty and justice for all, and everyone decides what's fair and right and good and so forth. So it sort of makes themselves...
That's the theory. I haven't seen it in practice, and I'd like somebody to show me some evidence of that.
Right, and nowhere in our Constitution does it even say democracy. We're supposedly a republic.
I don't know that there's any difference between those words. I think that's the difference between Zeus and Jupiter, quite honestly. I mean, one's a Latin term, one's a Greek term, one means of the people, one means by the people. It's essentially the same thing. A republic, I mean, the Roman Senate really bore no resemblance to what our government has today, and that was, I guess, the first and only republic out there that one can use the example of. So I don't know that those terms mean anything.
Okay, let's say that a democracy is just like majority rule and the republic is ruled by law.
Yeah, like, well, I think that that's what some people that, believe that some Republicans would have you believe. However, I think the Democrats would say otherwise.
And I haven't seen any evidence that they do anything by the law.
I don't see how you could even actually have
ruled by law.
Well,
I just don't see evidence that I'm part of either one.
I agree with you. I'm using terms like, we have this, I don't have any of it, I'm not interested in being a part of it.
Okay, very well. I agree there's no real evidence, and you can say all sorts of oppressive things of our government. But the frame of it is that if you want to define what each one was, laws are supposed to govern a republic and not a majority rule where simply everyone gets to determine everyone else's fate by a mass vote. There's supposed to be laws protected. That doesn't actually happen in practice, but that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
All right. Well, I know that that's what Republicans will tell you. Go ahead.
Yes. And I agree with you, by the way. I'm just trying to state what the government would say.
Government doesn't say that crap.
All right. However, I believe why democracy is far more understood and more common, and everyone will say, oh, we live in a democracy, we spread democracy, is that democracy, from the government standpoint, is a way to legitimize further control, that they sort of lead the public along by a rope and say, hey, you guys determine everything, this is all fair, you're our boss, and some further propaganda and nonsense like that. And the reality is they try and take rights away from everyone by making people believe that they can get what they want simply by a majority tyranny rule. And of course, through government policies and various propaganda, they will lead people on to believe that the best opinion is the government one, and the statist solution to everything is the one they should all vote on. So I think it's by design that democracy leads people away from believing that people's rights should be protected.
So, the old Benjamin Franklin quote, that democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, like that's a really quick way to just encapsulate that for people and really drive it home, because people say, but, oh, yeah, that'd be bad.
Hey, Ben, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I know that there are a lot of people out there that really have this warm spot in their heart for democracy, and they believe that, I don't think they would say that that there aren't any rights in democracy, that democracy in many of their minds is all about rights and how it's the best system for protecting people's rights. But of course, that's all poppycock.
Right. What they mean when they mean democracy is the same thing that a Republican means when they say a republic.
Well, yeah, I don't see the difference between either one at that point, though,
no,
because we live in a republic, supposedly, but I don't see any difference from a democracy. It's resulted in the same tyranny.
The only difference would be a political difference, right? Would be that instead of making decisions with a majority of people, you're electing people with a majority of people to then make the decisions. I mean, it's just one more level of
There would be some interesting levels of tyranny in democracy. That much is true. But I don't think you'd have quite the insider lobbyist situation that you do with today's current government.
With democracy,
with the plethora of smartphones, we could actually run a government through voting on your computer or your smartphone.
Not that it's a good idea.
I'm just saying that it could be done. But then what would the politicians and the lobbyists in Washington, D.C. and the military-industrial complex do got to vote on these things? I'm not saying I'm for it,
no.
Because if people are for democracy, then why aren't you for a democracy, say, for the whole world? Why not let the 2 billion Chinese decide as a voting bloc how the rest of us live?
Well, I like what the guy, I don't remember what his name was, but there's this guy in Japan who got on their national television over there, ran as a political candidate with basically a message.
I thought that was New Zealand.
No, Japan. He had this message of essentially destroying the system, and at one point he ran for president in 2008 from Japan. He ran for the American president with the campaign message of "We're all Americans." The Americans are in every country, almost every single country around the world, and they force their way on us, but we don't get a vote. So only 200 million people get a vote in this particular government. The rest of us in the world, we're all Americans, but we don't get the vote. So anybody that can't vote, your vote is a vote for me. And so he claimed himself the winner of the 2008 election, and it was great.
For president?
Yeah.
That's fun stuff.
That was awesome. Let's continue here with your thoughts. KK is on the line in Ocean City, Maryland, I believe, listening to WGMD-FM. Hello, KK.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just chiming in about the TSA conversation you guys were having.
Okay.
And first and foremost, I've got to say, I don't know who the guy was talking about with the machine that pucks the air down on you.
That's me.
Yeah, my dad actually trained TSA members to use those on people. Basically, what it does is it radiates molecules. Molecules that are radiated naturally off your body are sucked into that machine. And what they test for, you're right, it tests for TNT. It doesn't really test for drugs, mostly. I mean, it just depends on which airport you're at. But anyway, long story short, I completely agree with what they do and the security measures and everything like that, but to be honest with you, the TSA people are complete morons. They are people with barely GEDs, barely any education.
Well, if I thought it would keep me safer, could I come over and molest you a little?
I'll tell you what, KK, if you can hang through the news, I'd like to continue the discussion. You say you agree with the procedures, you just think the people that are doing them are dumb. So maybe if we put smarter people in there, you'd think that's A-OK.
It's like the public school teacher conversation, where we should pay them $200,000 a year.
We'll come back. KK, if you can hang through the news, we'll bring you back here in hour number two, which is next on Free Talk Live.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are my auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
You build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.